This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah.
When a break is the bomb, all day long, sitting under the palm, laser tag with LeBron, link it up with LeBron,
James.
Yeah, like Dubs would say,
like
you can all suck on my penis, Anthony Dublin, yeah, fuck a cheerleader twice, eat a pom-poms, like nom-nom, like cookies from Jake's mom, my dick's a short foot like hard one, sitting in jacuzzis, peanut butter smoothies, eating lots of movies, checking out the movies, so movies twice then, prank wars fake like Pamela's boobies, Jake and I both hammed in hall grads, my fam gets holiday cards from his dad. Amir and I don't have a personal connection, but I think his girl is cute. I hope it works out in the end. And damn, I'ma give him this track for free, cause a while back they made a promposal vid for me. I'm digging lonely and horny, that's season 2. And what's my name, you ask?
My name?
Oh, it's Cherry Dude. Hey, if I were you, if I were you, hey, if I were you,
you do you,
hey, the show starts now.
That was good.
That bumped.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was rap and it was about me.
All right, we have three guests in the studio.
Okay.
What did you guys think? How many of those references did you get, Aaron?
2, maybe 3.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's great. Yeah. That's about how many I got.
And Adel?
I got penis,
yep.
and prom proposal.
Okay, so that's
all the
2.
Piece, yeah.
And lastly, JPC.
Yeah, so I got LeBron James and Hard One.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're up
Is
to
that Santana
6.
Song?
Yeah.
sweet. That was by Zach Schreiber, who has a SoundCloud account called Lab Lives, and my dude Johnny Glazer and Jane. We're all day ones, so thank you, Zach, for writing that for us.
Great song. Loved it. Thank you.
We're in the studio with three guests. Part of the newest HeadGum podcast, I believe, still is
Hell Yeah.
Hey Riddle Riddle.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for having us.
I've prepared a rap.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Aaron, your eyes are bleeding.
Yeah. I'm not scared.
He's unfurling a scroll.
The reason we haven't had you guys on before is because you live in Chicago, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting LA, had you on as soon as we could. But we're actually going to Chicago to perform live comedy with you guys.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to hang out today and then hang out in a month from now.
Can I ask, were you saying that it's a shame we live in Chicago? Or were you saying, unfortunately, it's unfortunate that you all live in Chicago because
just period.
Of
I caught that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
And this is how we like to do our podcast. It's immediately
to be super sensitive.
Yeah. About where we live. It's just the whole Midwest doesn't mm-hmm. work for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Large swaths of our
yeah.
audience.
Yeah.
I sort of imagined you like glazing over that and then like you harboring resentment for the entire episode. But
yeah.
instead, you just went hard at it.
Yeah.
On Chicago.
That's right.
Going back home and moving immediately.
Anything from Nevada to New Jersey is kind of a wasteland to me.
They call that the
end to end.
Yeah. Flyover states. No, we love Chicago, obviously. Yeah, Jake, tell them.
Buy tickets to our show.
Deep dish pizza, the 97 Bulls, we can't have enough of
the
it.
The bean, everybody.
We love memes, too. Like, whatever makes us young and cool to Chicagoans or internet people in general.
Honestly, the 97 Bulls, all the young kids love.
Yeah.
Are you guys all from Chicago?
Yeah, nothing makes you younger than loving the 97 Bulls.
Hey, 13-year-olds, John Paxton, right?
No, Adel and I are from the Midwest, and Aaron's from the East Coast.
I'm from Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What brought you to Chicago?
I didn't really mean to move there. I like went to take improv classes for a summer.
Ma'am, you're on the wrong plane.
I don't care. Yeah, and then I loved it so much and made friends and stayed.
Wow, very cool. It's cool that you guys are all moving to LA now. That's very convenient for us. So I'm sure you guys know this already, but our show is an advice show. People will email us. They're in sticky situations. We do our best to provide our answers with our wisdom. Now, I don't know if we've ever had three guests on the show.
Three's the max.
Three's the max.
One of us cannot talk.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll do it.
But what about your rap? She'll only rap.
You'll never hear it.
It's only because Mars, our super producer, was able to set this up for us. I wasn't able to actually get five people in the room, but Mars figured it out. So shout out to Mars.
It took some effort to put all of the headphones in the right jacks.
Yeah, that was me, actually.
Well, no, you not really.
No,
well,
not really. But I figured out how to use the splitter.
You took credit for that immediately.
As far as the riddle of figuring out how to get five people talking at the same time, I guess I could say that I nailed that one. I do want to get to riddles later, but for now, I guess we should answer some real questions.
It's going to be hard to go back to our setup in Chicago, because this setup feels like I'm in my friend's living room.
Yeah.
Like a really comfy living room.
That's the vibe we were trying to go for. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Although now that with five people in here, I'm having a hard time like twisting my head to look at everybody. Jake's in a better seat.
Yeah, I can see everything. It's so nice.
All right. Here's a question called Party Games, written by a dude. JPC, why don't you give this guy a fake name so we can preserve his anonymity but still refer to him?
Okay. Do we want first and last?
Let's go first and last.
Felix Cockhammer.
Wow. He's good. Good luck, other two. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's my one fake name I give.
That's Aaron's classic fake name I just pooched.
Adel was laughing at that, but it'd be funny if you were staring at him.
Like, I told you. No, on the car right over. That's the one name I was going to...
Don't tell my dad's real name on the podcast.
He stole Cockhammer. You're the Cockhammer now. All right. Cockhammer writes, "Hi, dudes. Me and my friend are having a joint birthday party next week."
Hell yeah.
How is joint spelled?
That's correctly. Yeah, okay.
The one way you can say
it. I guess it's not a homonym, yeah.
There will be people from different friend groups, and I'm afraid that they won't mix and have fun. What are some good games/general things we can do to make it easier for people to interact/meet each other? So many of the games I look up online are kind of lame. I don't want to be a lame try-hard host, but I also don't want to be, I don't want this to be like every other mediocre house party. Love, Felix Cockhammer. P.S. Thanks for playing my song the other week. I was pleased.
Oh, great.
So we did that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you give people credit with their real names when they send in the songs?
Yes. Well, yeah. Those people get real names.
People are going to be able to find this person's identity.
This guy wasn't
Send our audience to a dummy SoundCloud.
This wasn't a shameful question, so yeah, we didn't need a fake name, but it's tradition at this point.
Okay, fair enough.
What are your thoughts in general about party games at parties? Are you guys fans? Or are you guys thinking it's kind of lame?
I have a lot of friends who get angry at me for organized conversation in games.
Organized conversation in games?
Both. Organized conversation and games.
So a party comes at your house and you're like, all right, it's time to talk about. And then you reach into a bag.
You are different kinds of small animals. Which kind of small animal? And people are like, let conversations be organic.
So you treat every party like it's a first date.
Yeah.
And when
that's
the conversation
shouting
evolves,
at a rave.
Rolling face.
If you could live in any state you've never been to, what would it be?
And why? You're dead alone in a warehouse.
You're in the calm down tent.
Yeah.
JPC?
This is a difficult question, too, because it's two different friend groups where I feel like organized stuff works well with, like, I don't know that it works well to like blend friend groups.
As icebreakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's better to just go like super thematic and just throw like a murder mystery party.
Whoa.
Everybody comes, they get an info card, they're playing a character.
Wow.
And instead of actually like meeting like new people, meeting these new people, everyone's a new person. They're all on the same playing field. And there's been a murder.
If people
holy
are
shit,
new
where's
to themselves?
Aaron?
Yes.
I prefer murder mysteries where there's no murder.
That's the mystery.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought someone would die today. Adel,
I've
thoughts
you
on
out
games?
Here it's been a strong arm robbery.
Yeah, just a light burglary. Somebody double parked? Who cares?
Yeah, I agree that it's always awkward when like somebody turns down the music and they're like, "Listen up, everyone! Here's what we're gonna do."
Yeah,
but then it also sucks balls if like the TV's on or something and everybody just starts to do like an MSTK like commentary, which is a lot of parties I've been to.
Yeah, they turn into people being sarcastic D-bags.
Yeah, everyone's trying to win the party. So I would say I think just starting to, like Aaron said, something starting organically, mm-hmm. like everyone just starts speaking in a certain way or. I don't know, doing a fun accent.
Doing a fun accent.
I think you need to start hanging out with non-comedy people.
Yeah.
What's more fun than this? Boo. Game nights are kind of a delicate tightrope act for me.
You were thrown out of a game night recently.
Yeah, I was playing Mafia at my girlfriend's friend's house.
You can say you brought a gun.
I might as well. I should have brought a gun.
I'm playing Mafia.
Pinstripe suit.
Had I brought a gun,
Tommy gun.
They would have yelled at me less if I brought the gun. They were just genuinely mad because I messed it up. We don't have to relive that.
No, I'd love to hear you.
Okay, basically, I accused someone of being a doctor. Mm. No, I told the crowd that I was the doctor. I accused someone of being a mafia. And he's like, no, I'm not the mafia. I'm like, yeah, right. And he's like, I'm not. I'm the doctor. I'm like, you're just saying that to act like you're important, that we shouldn't kill you.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I am the doctor. How would you know I'm not the doctor? And I said, because I'm the doctor. And then everyone believed me. I wasn't the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They all killed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the doctor. And he got genuinely mad at me. Why would you do that? Why would you lie? Why
That's
would you
the game.
Accuse... That's what I said.
The game is all lies.
Jake's on my side. Some people are against me.
I'm against you.
Feel free to speak up.
Mm-hmm. I think
I shouldn't
really
have done
messed
that.
Up
were you a? Were you a,
not even in the game?
Were you a townsperson with no role?
That's right.
Yeah, that's you're just an agent of chaos at that point.
See, that's what I don't understand. But that's definitely what he thought.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
if you're a townsperson with no role, you have no business saying that. I'm like, why? We're all just accusing people of shit.
He's acting like he actually went to medical school. He really thought he was a doctor.
Super fun thing to do if you're rich as hell is to buy multiple copies of Werewolf, put all Werewolf cards in a deck and deal them out. If you have like 10 friends, give everybody Werewolf and watch how everyone plays, knowing that or I guess Mafia is what you're playing.
Yeah, same similar thing.
It's an amazing social experience.
I've done that a few times, and it's fascinating to see immediately you can pick up on people's like poker
Wait, you
tells.
Tell everyone that they're the bad guy?
I think you tell everyone they're the good guy, because if you say everyone's a werewolf, and you say werewolves open your eyes, everyone just opens their eyes the first night, and they're like, oh, fuck you.
That would be me ruining the party,
an
agent of chaos.
If you tell everyone they're a good guy, it is just absolute utter chaos, because people are like, I know you're after.
Yeah,
why aren't they killing anyone every night?
That just turns into Salem. That's also like closer to real society, like the Salem witch trial.
Yeah,
they didn't find any real witches.
But it is hard to get games going genuinely. But like once they are going, they're very fun. Like those Jackbox TV games.
Yeah, those are really fun.
It's
a tiny little bit of buy-in, because every time someone's like, "All right, everybody, like sit down, we're gonna play a game." Like fuck this. 5 minutes later, I'm like, let's go!
That's
Team
a dumb t-shirt
one!
Design! Yeah, it's
oh, you know what's
once
good?
You get going, it's fun, but it's hard to start it up.
Running Charades. You guys ever play Running Charades?
No.
Running Charades is a great, great party game. I would say, for this guy, I think having a game like Running Charades...
What is Running Charades?
It's... You separate into two teams.
Okay.
One person has, like, a list, and you send a representative out into, like... a main like meeting room.
Okay.
They get the clue, they run back to their team. Once they solve, somebody else runs in. So it's like charades where you're racing against another team to get through like 10 clues.
Interesting.
Oh, interesting.
It's super fun. It's like very active. It also is like really bonding for like the 10 people that you're with, which is a nice way to meet new people. But I would also be like,
maybe I would just use alcohol instead of games, see how everybody mixes. And if you're like, oh, this is not fun, I got to whip out charades.
Yep. So use it as like a second line of defense.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like what party games are all the time. Like, I'll try to have a nice organic fun time. I'd love to hear hypothetical questions. I can get drunk at a party and talk hypotheticals forever. But if there's a lull, then you whip out a game.
But that's on somebody else. You can talk about it forever, but if other people aren't holding up their end of the bargain, it's like, fine, I got to bring in a game to help your ass.
There's always
you're
a
bad at party, yeah. Asshole.
There's a hypothetical that'll unlock everything.
Don't just say Delaware. That doesn't do shit for the conversation. Now we have to play charades.
You fucked up the answer. Now we're playing charades.
You're boring.
Three words. Sounds like, get the hell out of here.
Jake, I do want to say, you said if there's a lull to introduce that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make this awkward. JPC does have a podcast called From Lulls to Lulls.
Oh,
yes. Wow.
To get, yeah.
It's to get a conversation started, basically.
Yeah.
And then,
do you want
to
plug that real quick?
Oh, yeah. Go. Well, you did a great job.
but yeah, you can really hammer it home.
That's my podcast, soon to be on the HeadGum Network.
We'll take it. We'll have it. Is it available? It's ours now. It's too late.
It's every week there's new advice on how to get out of a weird conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, the podcast starts out with like maybe 30, 45 minutes of dead silence, and then you just hear me start to laugh, and then gradually laugh until the podcast ends abruptly.
Oh,
that's
I
really
see.
Perfect, because then if you're in a conversation lull, you'd be like, hey, have you heard about this really, really weird podcast?
Have you heard about this fucking psychopath?
That would be a really scary podcast to fall asleep to.
Yes.
Because it's just silence and then maniacal.
What are you, my
laughter.
iTunes reviews?
Still 5 stars. We'll
There's
take it.
1,000 episodes.
And at the end of every episode, you go to Lowe's.
From Lulls to Lowe's.
New episodes drop every 25 minutes.
Do you guys think you have to give people a heads up this is a game night party?
Yes.
Or do you just whip it out halfway through a regular party?
Whip it out halfway through a regular party.
Oh.
Ooh, JPC wants the heads up.
Yeah, I gotta do a heads up.
You I want a know heads people... up if it's a murder mystery party.
Right.
No, that I need weeks is a, that to prepare is a surprise. My character and my voice.
Then we're thinking, I'm going shopping, you know? I have an outfit to put
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a three-piece suit. I'm gonna get a fucking chain watch.
And it's really hard when, like, half the people are not playing and half the people are playing. You have to have, like, a near 90% buy-in for the game night.
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah.
There's complete and utter chaos.
Yes.
I had a party where we played Mafia, where someone showed up, like, 40 minutes late, and they showed up like in the middle of a round of Mafia, and it was awful. Like, I was like, welcome to the party, sit and just fucking wait. you can't even really talk to anyone else because, like, we're in the middle of this game. Like, as people die, you can talk to them, so I hope you know them, but like,
it sounds like me at that Mafia party. why you said that it's not a good move to accuse someone of being a doctor
when you're a doctor.
I want to hear the the other side.
If you are a good guy, if you're on the townspeople's side,
yes.
you're just trying to survive, and
That's
the
right.
best way to survive is to wait and listen for the correct information. If you start accusing people, if you don't have information, makes the game go quicker, and there's a possibility that you could catch all of the mafia.
Yeah.
But as a townsperson, waiting and listening, watching how people vote, that's the most important thing that you can do.
Yeah, but not every townsperson can wait. It does take one person to, like, operate one hero, you could say, to operate on a hunch.
Assuming that there is a sheriff.
That guy looks very suspicious, one could say.
I think that that's valid, but saying, like, hey, isn't it weird that this guy's voted to kill someone every day for 3 days? And it's like, that's different than being like, by the way, bitch, I'm the doctor. And then it's like, no, you're not.
Well, all right, so here's what I would say.
This is happening again.
In defense of Amir. And you can go outside. All right, because daddy's got this.
And now, just for listeners, Jake and I are standing on the table and we're just grabbing each other by the shoulders trying to topple each other.
Jake is on his lap.
But what if you have one zany werewolf who's like cornered about to get murdered and he's like, no, I'm the fucking doctor. And like, nobody trusts this guy. Like, what's to stop a werewolf from saying he's the doctor?
I mean, that's just good werewolf play.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
You have to go by the voting record. This is mm-hmm. how I pick my senators. This yep. is how I play my werewolf.
Yep. Yep. Sorry, I should say that it was Elizabeth Warren who was screaming at me, saying,
okay.
"Why would
great.
You do this? You're ruining this for me."
I will say, I'm not sure if you played it in this variant, but there's in Werewolf or Mafia, there's a role that is out for themselves, only to be killed by the townspeople. So they only win if they're killed by the townspeople. It's called like the Tanner or the Joker or the jester in some things. That is a very fun role to play.
I would be good at that.
You're trying to get people to kill you and just lying and rattling suspicion and accusing people.
That's the one role I would love. I hate when I'm a werewolf in these games because I don't like lying. But if I'm like out on my own lying, no team, yeah. No allegiance.
No team, no allegiance.
Just wanted to be murdered.
It is the best way to play that game.
That's the sort of risk of the party games is that it might cause more anger and animosity than actual camaraderie.
This is why I think you have to warn people that it's going to be like a team game night thing, because you might, like, one super fucking competitive person might be like, okay, we're playing games, good. And then just like, now they're yelling at people and
I would say werewolf or mafia is like too dangerous to play with a group of new people.
I don't know.
The game usually becomes like, I don't like your fucking face. Because it's like, if you don't know anybody, you're randomly selecting someone to accuse, to like accuse towards. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be someone you're like, what's their deal?
Yeah, I mean,
and everybody takes
apart,
it personally.
Like,
yeah.
Friend, like people that are really friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy's college friend. What's your thing?
Aaron, you're from Boston. Mm-hmm. Is that realistic? Is that true to life in terms of in Boston, every night does the mafia open their eyes and go kill one person?
Yeah, exactly. Just the whole city is like the Departed every day.
Whitey Bulger style.
I think that games where you end up yelling at each other is bad for that night, but good for friendship in the long run.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's like siblings fighting. Wow. So the next time they see each other at a party, they're like, remember when I yelled at you and I threw orange soda in your face?
That did almost happen to me when the entire party accused me of ruining their game night. But when I saw them again, they weren't happy to see me. There's that asshole that tried to ruin game night.
But they were all better friends because they got together and were like, remember that douchebag in here who said he was a doctor?
It's like we were playing a party game called Party and I was voted out. I was voted the asshole and nobody came to my defense. You can't vote me out. I'm not the asshole.
I did just recall maybe the most successful party I've been to, which was they had everyone prepare a 2.5 minute TED Talk.
Whoa. Wow.
So it's like you have 2.5 minutes tops and you can like bring slides, you can bring whatever. So you got to know a little bit about everyone's personality or sense of humor.
That's great because it's a game, but it's not competitive.
Yeah. And it was over within like 40 minutes or something, 45 minutes.
I love when parties have homework. Yeah.
that's the counterpoint. Of course. You have to prepare to come to the party.
And size of the party matters too, right? Because it's like is this a 10 person party or like a 50 person party? Because if it's a 50 person party, like for fucking get it, just play music, you know, and let people.
You could have like little game stations, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Like carnival. Like there's Mario
like a kindergarten
Kart.
Class.
Yeah. Talk about homework. You could. It's just like college when you go the first day and everyone's like, "Join my club."
Yeah.
You have your hypothetical corner. You have the I don't like your fucking face zone.
Yeah. Why'd you direct that at me? It'd be awesome to do a party where you're the teacher. Everyone has to dress up as students, and then you assign them. They have to like do homework and activities and projects.
That's good.
You bring glue and paper. That's fun, right?
It's a party. Party Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m.
I'll do what I did in kindergarten, go to the little house section alone and just like take care of a baby and do chores.
Every party I've ever had, I have a whiteboard in my apartment and I write funniest person at the party and then I keep switching the name out as it changes throughout the evening.
Oh, that's good. Like a golf leaderboard. Ooh, great joke.
We'll put the runners up so they know if they're like in contention and then they have to be on.
I would be so sad if I was never on the board.
I make a chores board. You're in charge of dishes, so stick around afterwards.
That's like a Huck Finn thing to do.
You're going to whitewash the fence.
So that's an actual good bit of advice to answer this guy's question. What's a good game or thing we can get to interact and people to meet each other? I'm not disliking the TED Talk idea.
Yeah.
It does require some buy-in from your guests. And when they ask you what to bring, you're like, can you bring chips, dip, and a 4-minute presentation?
Yeah, I have a choice between going to a bar with my friends or doing homework, as Aaron said. I'm going to do the homework.
Mm-hmm. I love homework and I miss it. You never get to do it as an adult.
Well, I do. There is like a slight bit of truth to that too, though, because like, I think something like that is so novel that people are like, oh, yeah, like we could go to a bar any weekend, but doing like a 2-minute TED Talk thing, I feel like I'd be like, oh, I'm excited about that. That
people
sounds
also,
fun.
People also like bragging about what they know a lot about.
For sure.
What would your TED Talk be about?
Good sex.
All right, never mind. Yeah, we'll just play music.
Mine would probably be doing good sex.
Yeah. So it's like a co-presentation?
Yeah. We've never had sex, but we both are confident.
We both know exactly where it goes.
You'd go first. Mine's about having actual good sex.
Mine would be about holding your pee while you sex.
Oh, that's good. It's all sex-related TED Talks. Sex talks.
Legit, if I was to do a TED Talk, and I have done this TED Talk before, it would be about budgeting.
Oh, yeah. That's very practical. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
what's
man.
What's hotter than that?
Mine would be how Jennifer Lopez was the best romantic comedy actress in the early 2000s.
Whoa.
And was underrated,
damn.
I think.
Does Drew Barrymore listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard me, Drew. What if...
Did you watch Second Act?
No. Is it good?
I saw it with my mother last Mother's Day. It was.
Oh, my God. What was it?
Hold on.
Let's take a break. No, it was pretty good for like a random romantic comedy starring a 50-year-old Jennifer Lopez. She still got it.
And you said Made it's called
Manhattan,
Sister Act?
No, it's
Second Act. Second Act? What's that?
I was just listing her great romantic comedies. Not that one.
Yeah.
The Wedding Planner. The Wedding Planner is so good.
Yeah.
The Wedding Planner is good.
So good. Made in Manhattan is so good.
Yeah, and she was mostly a singer before that.
Yeah.
Wow. Give it up for J-Lo.
Breaking your heart on the screen.
Was she an actress and then turned singer?
I thought she was like a dancer turned singer turned actor.
Yeah.
I thought she... Oh, wait. Was her first movie... Her first big one was Selena.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we can get into Selena... In my TED Talk, actually, let's talk about it. What would your TED Talk be about?
Maybe like tiki culture.
Yeah, let's just play Jackbox games. I take it all back. Actually, let's talk budgeting and tiki culture. Where's everyone going? I'd rather everyone yell at me. It was kind of fun to be like the Larry David of the night. Because people were, how often as an adult is there, are a room full of people actually genuinely mad at you for something you don't think you did wrong? So like I didn't have any of the guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't spill anything.
In your 30s and in trouble.
Yeah. From other 30-year-olds.
Yeah. Am I in trouble?
I kept looking at my girlfriend. I'm like, is this crazy? Or am I bad?
Was she avoiding eye contact with you?
She was like, she didn't want to get into the middle of it because these are all her friends. And she's like, she didn't want to be like, leave my boyfriend alone, you guys. Because that's also a little bit sadder. Mm. Yeah. But she was kind of in between you two. Like,
this does feel very Larry David now.
Yes. People were like screaming at me.
Can we put this guy on blast? Can we say his name?
I'll let you know who it is. Because he is a famous person you guys would really enjoy hearing. It's Felix Cockholder.
My God.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors. We'll be back with more questions and answers after this.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct.
I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. Hey, do you guys have any...
firstly, sorry about that mom, yeah. I'm coming part.
Worst stinger ever.
Secondly, I didn't prep you guys for this unsolicited advice part because I thought it would be more fun if we just tried to answer a riddle in homage to your podcast on the HeadGum Network, Hey Riddle Riddle, wherein you three try to answer riddles. It's really fun.
Try is a strong word.
Yeah. Attempt to. It's really fun to listen, and I'm always like, I wish I was in there with those three trying to answer the riddle. So why don't we do that right now if possible? Do you guys have a riddle that me and Jay can try to answer?
What do you think?
Or a riddle that all of us don't know, or maybe just Jake and I don't know? It's okay. Totally up to you guys. Okay. Again, we should have prepared this.
Yeah.
You're better at telling it.
Okay.
Typo.
Mom, I'm still coming.
I have a rap.
I'll do this one. So there is, and if you know this one, let me know. We'll go on to a different one.
Okay.
There's a cabin in the woods.
Wait, Jake, just stay out of my fucking way.
Okay, watch this.
Jake and Mira are standing on the table. They're Greco-Roman wrestlers. There's a cabin in the woods. Inside the cabin, there are 10 people dead. They all died at the same time. And there are no footprints leading up to the cabin. How did they die?
They all died at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Approximately, around the same time.
Got it. Like,
it's not an avalanche. That's a great guess.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't they have all died in the avalanche? Because then they would have died at different times.
No, they could have. I mean, avalanches kill.
Murder.
Avalanches fuck.
Murder, suicide.
There's ice.
What?
It was the ice.
There's not.
I guess
pivoted.
It's always ice.
From what Aaron said, I pivoted because...
Very good.
Aaron gave the answer to the riddle. The answer to the riddle she was thinking of, the answer is ice.
I blew it.
Ice.
Oh, I blew it.
The guy was murdered with an icicle?
Yeah, so that's the one I think she was trying to get me to do, but yeah. The answer is ice. So yeah. I
it's like,
the,
tell that joke yeah. where, and then it's the punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was like the ice riddle.
Yeah.
So this is, why is it not just a murder-suicide?
I'm the guy that you said was playing Mafia. Yeah. I'm on his side. You're being a fucking nightmare.
He does sound like that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable on the break that it was Danny DeVito.
It's insane. Yeah. Danny frickin' DeVito.
10 people in a cabin. Did you say anything about it being snowy?
just did that in your brain to make it more cinematic.
Yeah. So there's a cabin in the woods. Inside, there's 10 people dead. They all died probably within seconds of each other, if not the exact same time. There's no footprints leading up to the cabin. How did they die?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a weird, annoying answer where it's like the guy who killed them all didn't leave footprints.
Yeah. Or can I ask if it's all everybody dies at the same time, Amir? How do you think a murder suicide works? Where it's like,
because it's like bang, 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 which is pretty much the same time.
Have you ever heard of a Rube Goldberg machine at all? Can we ask questions?
Yes, please.
Were they murdered?
No.
Did they commit suicide?
No.
old age, and it's a coincidence.
Yes.
It's like The Notebook. They're all holding hands.
You know how periods sync up for women? Heart failure syncs up for octogenarians.
What about carbon
monoxide.
What about drinking the Kool-Aid?
That's a really good guess.
Both great guesses.
What was Amir's guess?
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Which is like the Hale
Bop.
I asked if it was suicide.
Mm-hmm. I asked if it was suicide.
Yeah.
So I think you have to listen.
I think what we're learning.
I was curious about what you said.
When you kill yourself for a cult, Amir doesn't consider that suicide. That's enlightenment. That's
like, yeah, because you're not dying. You're actually joining.
Joining the great meteor in the sky as it passes overhead.
Was this a riddle you guys answered on the podcast, and did you guys get it correctly?
I think it was episode one or two.
Yeah. So one of our original episodes, we answered some very classic riddles, and I would say that this is one of like it's a type of riddle that is very classic.
Got it.
So it's like a lateral thinking problem.
Mm-hmm. I guess that they were already dead and were taxidermied in the cabin, and that was wrong.
Which is right. Real.
They
wrong.
Were never alive.
Real wrong.
Yes.
It was wrong.
Wait, you said there's no footprints?
No.
Because the guy who killed them
was walking, floating, carrying Jesus on his back
Slimer.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Set them all on fire.
So, but that's just footprints general. It's not like, because I'm thinking like,
that's when I was
Bigfoot.
That's when I was carrying you.
Yes. It was a monster.
No, it's not important that they're...
It's not human.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's basically no entrance and no exits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's not murder and not suicide.
Got it. It's not like a bear attack.
It's an accident.
If only, though.
Yes.
It's most likely accidental. Yeah.
Okay.
we can't send anyone to jail, so we can't say if it wasn't an accident, mm-hmm. but most likely.
I'll also say they were probably all seated when they died.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be poison.
No.
No.
It has to be.
A really uncomfortable chair.
No.
That's not the cause of death, but probably yes.
Death all seated, no all accidental. This is harder than advice because there's an actual right answer.
Right. Advice,
we're melting.
Kind of just phone it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have done the podcast you're doing, but you were already doing it.
hard.
Most
pass.
Likely there's two bathrooms in a cabin, one in the front and one all the way in the back.
There's two what?
Bathrooms in the cabin, usually. one all the way in the front, one in the back. And I'll also say you two, I think, just came from a similar cabin.
Oh.
I believe so.
We did?
I think so.
Cabin. What cabin? Were we in Portland, Oregon?
Oh, it was a goddamn plane.
Yes.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yep.
The cabin of a plane. Mm-hmm.
That's so the right response
crash.
To a riddle. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker, is our tagline for our show.
Okay, cool.
Those were like good, like such good clues that I almost can't give. No, I fully can't give myself credit. That was.
You still
like,
want to say fuck you though?
Yeah. Well, fuck you because you couldn't even get it with the clue.
We did a live show last night where Adel walked me to the answer to a riddle, and he's like, "Good, you got it." And I'm like, "I'm not a fucking child. I know I didn't get it. I'm an idiot."
I don't think I got any riddles right during our live show. It's so stressful to try to answer riddles in front of a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you hear the answer, are you mad? You're like, that's not right. Are you just, that's a word choke.
No.
Like answers and questions?
We warn people to say, like, if you know it, get a smug look on your face and then keep it inside. So people are usually pretty good at that.
I think that's why people like listening to our shows because they get the answer before we do. And then they just like, it's like when you watch Jeopardy and you're like, Easter Island. It's Easter Island. And you keep repeating it to let everyone in the room know, I know the answer. How are they not getting it? Right. Like, you fools.
Right. And then how do you prevent
it? And then somebody rings in and they're like Madagascar and it's like, and it's right. And you're like, oh yeah.
No.
Well, that's the nickname for Easter Island, right?
Yeah.
All those heads, right. All those lemur heads.
Easter Island, Madagascar.
Yeah.
For the live shows, what we do is at the beginning, Adel says that if you yell at the answer, you have to pay one of my utility bills. You have to Venmo me like for my gas bill or something like that.
It's like $61. 38 cents.
Exactly.
And people pay it.
Yeah, people pay every time.
Worth it.
Do you guys have like a classic favorite riddle that you either figured out or you didn't figure out or I don't know, one that stands out?
So
I have a favorite. Do you have one?
No, please go ahead.
There's a dead body laying on the ground and a feather next to it. How did they die?
Airplane.
It was an airplane.
It was an airplane. It was ice.
Is it a lot of like people are dead?
Yes.
Lots of murder.
Which is weird because there's a lot of possibilities, but only one clever answer.
What's the feather one?
What's the answer?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't even want to fucking entertain it for 9 seconds.
I'll fucking try to figure it out.
I'm the hero
that got the plane one.
You got
bathrooms.
Tickled to death.
We're the
basically, yeah.
Tickled to death is basically the answer?
Yeah, he was a circus performer swallowing a sword and he got tickled.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's the actual answer.
That's what happened.
And I went, oh, riddles can be anything. And this is not
riddles can be terrible. They're not all Sphinx.
Riddles, they're just like us. They can be assholes, too.
I remember a riddle from childhood, which is a man is lying dead in a room with 53 bicycles. What happened?
I remember. I know this one, too.
Oh, the playing card one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's playing cards.
Yeah, he was cheating at cards.
Mm-hmm. That's one that I was like, that was like a playground, I feel like, riddle that...
Are they
people
usually just
tell.
Puns? Like, the, some of cabin them meant yeah, airplane. Some, yeah, yeah. Bicycles meant playing cards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the one where it's like, this guy lives on the 12th story of a penthouse or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's raining, he takes the elevator.
Yep.
And when it's not, he takes the stairs.
It's because he uses his umbrella because he's short.
Yes.
Yep. What to press the buttons.
Oh.
What word becomes shorter when you add two letters?
Short. Yeah. Or hort or whatever.
Hort.
Wait, what?
The answer's hort.
Oh, short. The word short.
Short and here's a who.
The word short.
Yeah.
ER. Yeah, shorter. Yeah.
That's
no, but hort was pretty good.
Yeah. Hort was close.
Hort was close.
I get you to the 1 yard line and you punch it in and I'm the asshole. I ran 98 yards to the two. But Jake's the goal line back that
stumped
gets
at the
points.
Goal line. And quarterback walked it in.
You turn around to me, you're like, nice try, asshole. Short was it? Watch this. Short. Because you add two. Yeah, no, he pretty much said that. Sweet. That is very fun. And it tickles a nice, or it scratches a nice itch. It's fun to get it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like even my tickling thing. Remember the feather one that I nailed that you wanted the answer to?
You did think it was a joke what you were saying, though. That's I don't right. know where you got tickled to death.
Yeah. Would you have given me credit for that on the podcast? Or you'd be like, no, that's not even close.
We will
He's
take
actually a circus performer that got tickled.
We'll take any win on the podcast.
Yeah. And then on the podcast, you guys, one of you knows the answer and the other two are guessing, or they're classic ones that, because in the first couple episodes, they were quote unquote classic ones, but one of you still had to find them out and know the answer to it, right?
I think at first we did one or two where nobody knew the answer, so we got the questions, then we'd look up the answer, so all three of us were playing along, and then we found that it was better
really
to have someone leading breadcrumbs
right.
to the home. So now we have one of us each episode is Old Man Puzzles.
That's good.
Who will posit all the questions.
That's very good. The and how often do they end with fuck you? Like, oh, fuck you.
80% of the time. We're either saying fuck you to the riddle, fuck you to each other, or
the
fuck you to the person who submitted it. Yeah.
There's never like, that was a good riddle. I figured it out. Awesome job. Yeah.
Have you guys dipped into like the Car Talk puzzlers?
No.
NPR... The Car Talk guys, it's all about cars, except for they used to every show, they would do like a riddle and then give the answer the next
Oh, that's
show.
Great. Was
they,
it like, this type of riddle? Yeah.
It was similar, but sometimes it was like, I mean, sometimes it was a riddle and sometimes it was just like a straight up, like really convoluted math problem.
Yeah.
They would take submissions.
Fun. Yeah.
Sounds like these dudes have been doing it way longer and they're eating their fucking lunch. Yeah.
What
are we doing about this?
Let's start talking about cars on Hey Riddle.
Yeah, I guess so.
In Boston accent.
There are, I mean, if you listen to something like Wait, Don't Tell Me or even play like Trivial Pursuit, like to me, that's not really fun because either you know the answer or you don't.
Right.
There's no sussing it out. But with riddles, you can use the room. You can, as you hear other people's answers, you can start to
start
to home in on it,
right? Even though you get the answer, it's still collaborative.
Yeah, but trivia is no fun because it's like you'll never figure it out.
Yeah, what's the difference?
If you don't know it,
How would you define the difference between a riddle and like just trivia, an interesting answer?
I think it's just that you either know it or you don't. Yeah,
yeah.
With trivia, there's no amount of time that will get you
can't
to
figure out trivia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Trivia is like you never hear a riddle and you're like, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
I know this.
Sean Connery.
I also think the interesting distinction between our show and other shows that like have riddles on it is our show is really couldn't be less about the riddles.
Yeah.
We do riddles on the show, but we've had people be like, I listen to the show and all the riddles are bad and the people don't do very many of them. And it's like, that's the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to that show.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for like solid,
hour puzzle chunk play of just brain teasers. It's that ain't us. Yeah. We like to have fun with the riddles that we are doing.
There should be like a Jeopardy, but for riddles, where they only get through like one question every half hour. So it's just three people thinking about stuff in front of like a buzzer.
The host keeps going back to his lunch.
They're just in a rage at the end. You just get to see them tear apart the studio.
It's like the Stanford Prison Experiment. Yeah. Where it's just like,
all right, Jeff, you're on the board with $18, and that's all the time we have.
Fuck you. Got the credits.
Jeopardy could save a lot of money doing that.
A ton of money.
Sweet. Well, hey, Riddle Riddle, if you want some more riddles, thank you guys for letting us play along.
Yeah.
Let's try to answer another classic If I Were You question before we have to head out of here. Aaron, do you have a fake guy's name for this man?
John Patrick Cohen.
God damn it.
That's your name.
John Patrick Cohen.
Yes.
Hammer.
All right. Hammer.
Hammer.
Right. Hey, dudes, love the show. Wanted to say how inspiring it is to see Jake stay so humble after winning over 380 golden mics.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, yeah, by the way.
381 today.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Jake gives the funniest podcaster of our podcast an award at the end of every episode called the Golden Mic. He's won correct me if I'm wrong, but you've won every single episode.
I've not won every single episode.
Except for one where I co-hosted with somebody else. They got the golden mic.
Ben won the golden mic.
And then for the other 380 episodes, instead of me not receiving any award, he's given out an award called the Golden Turdy.
It's not golden.
The Turdy Award.
It's not golden.
The Turdy Award for shitty podcasting. And I've won that every single
time. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an unprecedented run.
Yeah. Have you given it out for this episode?
I won the golden mic. There's no turdy yet.
Oh, I can still win.
So we're all won. You've got the your name on the whiteboard. We're all competing for last place at this point. Very nice.
We're
okay.
All competing to not get the turdy.
Sure, sure.
I'll
step it up.
But you've already won the golden mic.
I think I won the golden mic just for solving the riddle. Like, the cabin one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like fucking nailed that.
He said,
I barely got a hint.
He said you guys were both on this type of cabin earlier this weekend.
I assume you flew. Did you fly?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Totally. He walked me to the edge, but I jumped.
That takes courage.
I was brave enough.
That's what I consider edging, is to watch the
riddle edging.
The precipice of you.
Man, that's really funny. That's almost golden mic worthy if I hadn't already won it for the
Damn it. Sorry.
Well, you've given out multiple golden mics before. It'd almost be nice for you to give a few.
Can I get a golden Michael?
Yeah, I'll give you a golden Michael.
Now there's a second golden mic called the Golden Michael.
It's a golden copy of Travolta's Michael.
Is that the one where he learns Portuguese in 15 minutes? No, that's Phenomenon. All right, anyway.
You're trending into turdy turn.
That would be your TED talk.
No quicker way to get there than to talk about Phenomenon.
My TED talk is going to be about Phenomenon
versus Michael.
Phenomenon.
So this is this guy's problem. My girlfriend of 9 months wants me to shit in front of her. I have a huge problem with this, as I still have never even farted around her and don't plan on it anytime soon.
Take her to the edge.
When she uses the bathroom, she will leave the door wide open so she can continue to talk to me. When I use the bathroom, I lock the door and leave the sink running so she can't hear my poops plop into the toilet.
Ooh.
She thinks that farting and shitting with the door open are a sign of trust and commitment. I think it's actually very strange and pretty gross. Am I overreacting, or should I just man up and leave a snail trail on the bedroom floor for her as a sign of my love?
I don't
Namaste. Love, John Patrick Cohen.
Yeah,
I don't think he knows what a snail trail is.
That's more than a snail.
You definitely don't have to over-deliver on this.
Yeah.
This seems to be the two...
She's already asking for a lot. To give her more is too much.
These are the two extremes of bathroom use. Yeah. It's the shitting with the door open so you can talk, and then there's the door locked plus... sink running.
Yeah.
Where do you guys land on that spectrum?
Yeah, I was going to gauge the room because I feel like I'm a door locked person, but I'm a no need to leave the sink running.
I've been married almost a year and I still shut the door and run the sink.
Lock it?
I mean, she's not going to walk in.
Right. That's where the lock is a little
I guess that's where
extreme.
The trust comes. But like,
well, you
trust,
run the sink.
I run the sink. I think there's like something nice to keeping the. The thing is, I've had girlfriends. Where
Brag.
We shit, yeah. I've had a lot of girlfriends where we shit in front of each other. And I think it sort of like ruins the romance a little bit.
Okay.
Like it takes away the mystique. I like that there's this layer.
What if she just thinks you're diarrheaing in there? It's like you go in there and she just hears a faucet running water. She's like, whoa, Jake, another 9 minute long diarrhea sesh.
All right.
Nice. Aaron, where do you land on the spectch?
I'll pee in front of anyone at any time.
Oh, okay. That's true. Yeah. I could pee in front of all of you guys right now.
Yeah,
because it already sounds like a sink running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, but what about the peed on Splash Mountain Saturday?
I don't need everyone to know that. You pee, it's fine.
You know, just everyone on our podcast and their podcast. Yeah.
And the listeners.
What?
I got so surprised that I got so wet on Splash Mountain that I peed. I got like scared and was like, and then like released my pee too.
Scared with how wet you
yeah. Like a cat. And then
I know it would be this much water.
And then fully like released my pee too. So I was like covered in my own pee and then also Splash Mountain water, which is probably also pee.
Yeah. That's where Splash Mountain gets its water. Oh, it was a dry run up
until
1990.
Were you wearing a bathing suit or you're in your...
Oh, I was just in regular clothes.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
No further questions.
But on the duty spectrum, you lock in, you run in the sink, you're leaving it open.
My boyfriend is very open, like it just farts constantly in front of me and doesn't care. But I don't know. I think don't do it. I think especially don't like push someone's boundaries on what they feel comfortable
about. Yeah, that's the bigger question.
Like that, her being a little bit more aggressive, like you have to do this, either be apathetic or don't care. You know, like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. At this point, he's not the one being weird. She's like, shit in front of me.
Yeah.
Aaron, did you say either be apathetic or don't care?
Yeah, those are the same thing. But
what word becomes apathetic when you add a letter to it?
Yeah. I think you just don't push anyone's boundary on that at all.
Yeah. Don't force someone into yours. But it's interesting when you have somebody on like two completely polar ends of this.
But he does put like, it doesn't sound like he cares that she does it. Like she shits in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not like he's saying, hey, how do I get my girlfriend to close the door when she shits? He's just saying, I don't want to do the same thing.
Yeah. So do you tell your lady friend, you know what? I don't feel comfortable. Or like, you know what? Let's take a baby step. I won't lock the door. How about
that? No, I say you're either not comfortable or you take it to the other bookend where it's like you eat like 10 pieces of Nashville hot chicken and just like be like, is this what you wanted?
Yeah.
And then like, you're like,
you shit so bad that she never wants you.
Yeah. What's that, like immersion therapy?
Yeah, it's either I don't want to go in the pool or I'm in the Marianas Trench. Like, that's the
filled with shit.
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to poop, don't try to change someone's mind.
Yeah.
People have stuff from their whole lives.
And that's your tattoo, right?
Yeah, it's on my face. That's my face tattoo. I just don't think you should change someone's mind. If they don't like farts, then they don't like farts.
You farting in front of your boy?
No. Oh, only by accident. I recently farted so loud that I woke both of us up.
Whoa. And you guys weren't even sleeping. It was that loud. It made you fall asleep and wake up.
They became born again Christians at that moment.
And also, they were sleeping at their
we
separate places.
A cult.
Yeah. When you're looking at the moon and I'm looking at that same moon and I fart, you wake up.
Doves flying out of a tree.
Farting, I think, is like intimacy.
Yeah.
You're so open to farting, but you'll run the sink when you poop. I find that a little hip poop critical of you, actually.
He did it!
That's got to be Golden Mike worth.
You're
getting a no?
Amir, you really are the doctor.
What is a turdy? Yeah, that's an auto turdy.
What?
You stepped in.
No wonder I've won every single episode. But yeah, it's the same noise. The farting noise and the shifting noise is the same. One you'll do openly in front of her.
Yeah.
You'll mask it's
hip poop critical.
I agree.
That's just what I do.
It's usually not the same noise.
It's the same.
If it's the same noise, you need to shit when you're farting, my man.
Don't shit where you poop.
Don't queef where you fart.
And definitely don't fart where you poop.
I think my biggest issue with this is her argument, which is that pooping with the door open is a sign of trust and commitment, where I would argue like trust and commitment is maybe have deeper issues if it's like, are you shitting in there? I want to see you shit. It's like,
once I had a guy who said he was shitting, he was fucking his ass.
Yeah. Like, are you shitting or are you texting Veronica? Like, I think that there needs to be like a different conversation that happens at some stage here.
Yeah, the trust issue. When we zoom out, it's an even bigger thing, which is like, what is trust in this relationship? Is it just keeping the door unlocked while you're shitting?
I almost feel like she means to say intimacy.
Yeah.
Because like, it's such a private thing. She's like, let me in on all of your privacy. But I think privacy is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Privacy is nice.
You guys holding in farts?
No.
I will say that I've held in farts with in relationships before, and I think the relationships where I don't hold in farts are better relationships.
Because you're not suffering from stomach issues.
Yeah,
I'm like, gas bloating.
Holding in farts is a lie. Can I make a bit of a lateral move?
Wait, that's a great tattoo.
I'll put it on my
holding
face.
In farts is a lie. 9/11 was an inside fart. Ted Kennedy killed those farts. I want to make a lateral move. In a public restroom, if there's like multiple stalls, so in an airport or something, do you, when you, if you poop, do you flush the toilet and then poop so that it masks it? Do you cough? Do you do any of that?
No, I'm free for all. This is a bathroom.
Oh, in a public bathroom? And
if there's people in the stalls next to you, because I hear all, it's a cacophony of, it's like pet sounds in there.
I'll
like some people cough while they poop, so they think you can't hear it.
Oh.
Some people flush, go in immediately flush while they poop. So that you just hear flushing instead of the pooping.
No, I'm not. I don't care what strangers hear.
I flush while I poop in a public bathroom, but it's a courtesy flush.
Okay.
Yeah. That's more about the
smell.
Okay. But I'm not trying to mask anything.
Okay.
When you say pet sounds, did you mean actual animal noises or the Beach Boys?
The
album?
Beach Boys.
Got it.
I will say that if I'm in a public restroom and I have to shit, I will get self-conscious about like the sound that's going to make. So I will put in headphones. Yeah. And if I put in headphones and I'm listening to, I can't hear it, I don't give a shit what's happening. I'll go fucking hog wild in there.
It's like, I can't relate to this. We don't do that in women's restrooms. We just listen to Celine Dion and braid each other's hair.
There's always a couch in there. Sitting in a public restroom, you should like fake a really important phone call.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I don't care. No, you just do what you have to do.
Buy, sell. So much business.
Whoa, who's that guy insider trading?
So there's no, in a women's restroom, public restroom, there's no sound?
Shitiquette? There's no shitiquette?
There's no shitiquette?
They're all silencers.
Yeah.
Great shit pun, but that's a turdy.
I'll be with friends in hell.
No, I'm sure it's the exact same.
Yeah, there's got to. I mean, girls poop too, which is another t-shirt.
For now.
Okay.
But we should invest some money in that.
Let me ask another like kind of lateral question on this, though. If you're in a situation where someone, like your significant other, is taking a shower, and it's one bathroom, like maybe it's a hotel, they're taking a shower, and you really have to shit, like it's an emergency, are you holding it, or are you going in while they're in the shower and shitting?
Ooh, if it's a hotel, I might go to the lobby because there's a readily available
bathroom.
Fuck, I forgot
about that.
If it's at your house or a cabin, then I'll do it. I'll have to do it.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
You
got
to do it. Yeah.
What am I going to do? Take a shit in a Ziploc bag and freeze it so that she doesn't find out, and then she'll find it like 3 weeks later. What is that? Oh, I was going to surprise you.
I love instead of hiding it, you put it in the freezer.
Yeah. It's like, why is there shit in the bat? No, yeah.
She won't smell it
in the freezer. And then she's like, what is this? It's like, oh, it's brownie batter. I was going to surprise you for your birthday. She's like, oh, can I have a little nibble? I really want to taste it. Like, no, wait, it's a surprise.
What happens next?
She throws it away. Nothing happens.
Oh.
Yeah. A friend of mine was talking about, like, we were talking about growing up, you know, in the Midwest, I guess, and somebody was like, you know when you take your shit stick and you break up, like, a big poop to make sure it flushes? And everyone in the room was like, what? And they're like, you know, every family has, like, a shit stick? It was, like, a stick you keep in the bathroom closet to, like, break up big poops so they flush? And we're like, no. Like, no.
A shit stick?
Yeah.
What? And this kid, he grew up with a shit stick?
Yeah. And he thought it was, like, a Midwest thing. And everyone, so he's, like, very, like, confidently in the room being like, we've all been there. And everyone's like, no, you're disgusting.
That's horrifying.
That's a fun insult for someone, calling them a shit stick.
Shit stick.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't even break up my shit with you, you shit stick. All right. Do we answer this question at all? Am I overreacting, or should I just man up and leave a snail trail? So is he overreacting, or should he man up?
No.
He's not overreacting. He should respect his boundaries. It's not about trust. It's about wanting some privacy.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
This needs to be part of a larger conversation
that we should have.
That we should all have.
Yeah. She should trust that he wants his privacy. Mm-hmm. There's a reason he wants to keep that behind closed doors.
Yeah. So take that, John Patrick Cohen's girlfriend. All right, sweet. We are out of time. Thank you guys so much for flying to LA just to do this show.
Yeah.
I guess you got a Disneyland trip out of it, so that's not.
Can we get our parking validated? Or?
We will talk offline
for Disneyland
with regards to that. One last time, it's Hey Riddle Riddle, name of your podcast. Anything else you guys want to promote while you're here?
Yeah, I didn't say a fake name, but I was going to say Mackenzie Polenta. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Polenta. We'll use it next episode.
Thank you.
You can also check out, I do another podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern, so check that out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're ever in Chicago, you can see the three of us play at I.O. Chicago in World News tonight.
Hell yeah. And you guys are part of HeadGum Live as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be at Talia Hall. That's Father's Day, I believe.
Yes.
Sunday Father's Day.
Oh, very
Sunday
nice.
Father's Day.
Sunday Bloody mm-hmm. Father's Day.
Are you just reading my tank top?
Yeah.
You going to bring your daddies?
Yep.
No, I don't talk to my dad.
Well, what a great way to end.
He's a great guy. We just haven't caught up yet. That reminds me, I'll call him now.
And if you two are now addicted to riddles, which I assume you are, please feel free to come on our show anytime.
I would love to.
We would be
maybe when we're in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That absolutely. Would be amazing. Oh, please. That's a verbal contract.
All right.
And can we do one quick thing? I'm handing each of you, Jake and Amir, a card. One of you is a doctor and one of you is a mafioso.
Okay.
And you just have to discern who is...
I'm the fucking doctor.
You're ruining the game. You're not a doctor because I am. I earned it by getting the card. How can you take that away from me?
It would be great if they took that card and like framed it and put it above their desk. Like,
I'm a doctor.
I never lie. Even during this game called lying to each other, I would never lie about being a doctor.
I got an honorary doctorate at Danny DeVito's house.
There's lying and then there's games.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, send them all down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Zach. This closing one is written by Samuel. Thanks to Adal. Adal. Adal.
Adal.
Adal.
If you're
JPC,
saying that I've been real sweet, Aaron. You can call me Adal.
Okay. Thanks to you guys for coming on the show. And we'll see you back next week.
It's time we talk about our third roommate. And she's like, wait, what? And he's like, I live with someone named General Cleanliness.
I don't know what to do.
I
need some help from Juju. They'll help you with your life. With no chutzpah or pride. I'm looking to see some cheese, but these girls keep ghosting me. She's stealing all my thumbs. Should I tell her about the broken condom? I don't know what to do. I need some help from two choose.
Every single
they'll help you with your life with no chutzpah or pride.
You did a really good job. I don't know why you're upset.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.